With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. During a campaign stop with Arab American supporters at a cafe in Dearborn, Michigan, Donald Trump says he will do a better job than the current administration in forging a Middle East peace.
You're going to have peace in the Middle East, and they should have peace in the Middle East, but not with the clowns you have in the Middle East. Let me tell you, what you have people in the Middle East that aren't doing their job, and you have people in the U.S. that aren't doing their job, and when they get it together, when they get it right, you're going to have peace in the Middle East.
Donald Trump says if elected, he will end the fighting in the Middle East.
I know many people from Lebanon, and we have to get this whole thing over with. We want to have peace. We want to have peace on earth, all over.
Also at SRNnews.com, with only 4 days to go until Tuesday's presidential election, the poor jobs figures could not have come at a worse time for Kamala Harris. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
To be sure, there were specific factors that explain why the world's biggest economy added only 12,000 new jobs in October. Last month, two severe hurricanes hit the U.S. The temporary layoffs caused by the disruption led to an estimated 20,000 to 50,000 drop in payroll employees. Manufacturing employees fell by 46,000, with most of the drop the result of a strike at the aerospace giant Boeing. Harris can now expect Donald Trump to focus on the jobs figures in the last few days of campaigning. Many American voters feel worse off because of increases in the cost of living. Special factors or not, the weak jobs figures will do nothing to counter that impression. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Intelligence officials say a video that purports to show election fraud in Georgia is fake and the work of Russian influence actors, determined to undermine faith in the integrity of next week's election. The video shows someone claiming to be a Haitian immigrant talking about how he's intending to vote multiple times in two Georgia counties for Vice President Kamala Harris. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said the video is obviously fake. This is SRN News. France has begun the countdown to the reopening of Notre Dame.
Renovation work in the wake of that devastating fire in 2019 is just about finished, and the world's most famous cathedral is set to be formally reopened in just over a month. In fact, artisans will be working on Notre Dame well into next year. But the main sanctuary is now safe enough to permit visitors and parishioners beginning on December 8th. The event comes at a time when religious faith is waning in France. Only about half the population calls itself Christian. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Memorials to hundreds of Jews murdered by German forces during World War II have been unveiled in a forest in Poland. The ceremony this week took place at the site of Nazi labor camp where Jews were forced to work in the fields before they were murdered in 1943. Auschwitz and other death camps are well known, but the Polish site of Amenpol had received little attention until now. More online at srnnews.com. After a very rough trading day on Thursday, the major market indexes rallied for a strong Friday yesterday. We hear more on the day's activity from correspondent Seth Sutel, reporting from New York City.
Amazon led stocks higher on Wall Street. Meanwhile, a surprisingly weak jobs report cemented expectations for another cut to interest rates. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 288 points. It's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.8%. Amazon rallied more than 6%. The online retail giant delivered stronger profit for the latest quarter than analysts had expected. Treasury yields pushed higher in the bond market. Yields initially fell following the jobs report. However, that data was distorted by unusual events, including a strike at Boeing and two major hurricanes. Seth Sutel, New York.
You'll find more details, more on that story, and headlines and everything else you'll need for your information at srnnews.com.